This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Allah wants to bring you close in the holy month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here, holy month of Ramadan, talking about Islamic lifestyle on A to Z. So, dear friends, in the holy month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty, the exalted, the creator, the Lord, the sustainer, the provider of sustenance, life, and death, Allah in the holy month of Ramadan wants to bring you close to Him. You know, sometimes, as we have said in some of our previous programs, we have a tendency to really forget what the essence of some of the actions that we do really are. And so, because of that, we end up doing these actions, or we do these practices, or we have this very superficial belief of the things that we believe in. It's not an in-depth belief. It is not a profound understanding of what is happening. And the holy month of Ramadan, unfortunately, for many of us, including myself, is a very superficial understanding of the holy month of Ramadan. Now, what we're saying here is that Allah in this holy month wants to bring you close to Him. Of course, because of the fasting, and because of the spiritual strength which we gain on one hand, and two, the materialistic detachment which we acquire during the holy month of Ramadan, all of this brings us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It spiritually builds and establishes a connection with the Almighty Allah. And so this is what we find is happening in this holy month. The holy month is an opportunity to be able to establish a connection with Allah, the Almighty, the All-Exalted, the Glorified. Another thing, though, before we go to the break, we are continuously reminding ourselves on the program that these things that we learn in the holy month of Ramadan should not be limited to this holy month. These are all things that right from day one we can continue in the rest of the months of the year and make them a part of our Islamic lifestyle.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about how Allah wants to bring you close to Him in this holy month of Ramadan. What a beautiful statement this in itself, right? A lot of times we say things, we don't really think about them. But this statement in itself, the fact that in this holy month of Ramadan, Allah wants to bring us close to Him. What a beautiful statement, what a profound statement that the Almighty Allah, the Creator, the Lord, He wants us to be close to Him. Now, this Allah's wanting us to be close to Him, God's wanting us to be near to Him. What's really interesting is that technically it's of no use to the Almighty Allah, the Almighty God. What does God have to benefit from if we are close to Him or we are not close to Him? So what I'm trying to say is that it is our benefit to be close to God. It is our salvation, it is our prosperity, it is our eternal bliss, it is our happiness. It is, I mean, I guess from A to Z, it is totally our benefit, and it is our advantage, and it is good for us to be close to the Almighty Allah. And even though all of the blessings and all of the prosperity and all of the eternal bliss is for us when we are close to the Almighty Allah, yet it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is asking us and trying to bring us close to Him. And so, like I said, it's a very profound statement, and you really just begin to understand a glimmer, or you see a glimpse of the compassion and the love and the mercy of the Almighty Allah. And so, and something to take into consideration, that Allah is wanting us to be close to Him in this holy month of Ramadan, and why not accept that invitation and with sincerity and purity go through our fasting in this holy month. May Allah accept it from every single one of us.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.